This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On
Mix 1041. 617-931-1234. That is the number to get onto the show this morning. We want to know what you're getting into this weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Not much. Pretty uneventful for this girl. Got to save the monies for the party, so.
Oh, yes. The 52.0 birthday party is on the horizon.
Yes.
And there's going to be a Prince cover band and big shenanigans. And
so many things.
Being
a baller isn't cheap.
No, Dan. No, it's not.
Kat is from Providence. What are you up to this weekend, Kat?
Oh. Playing day cards to a whole bunch of friends. And I sent you guys ones last year. I was hoping you got them.
So you send out yearly Valentine's Day mailings. I don't think we got it.
Oh, no, we 100% did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I remember seeing it.
You did. I promise.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, then I'll just have to send another one.
I remember it very specifically, yeah.
Why do you do it?
Well, because it's a non-denominational holiday, and I can't really offend everybody, because everybody has something they love, whether it's a movie or a puppy or a person, so... I can't send anybody
anything. I absolutely adore that reason.
You're just trying to spread some joy to people. That's very nice.
That's pretty good.
One person at a time.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Kat. Have a great weekend. Let's see. Michaela's from Bridgewater. What are you up to this weekend, Michaela?
My fiance is auditioning for America's Got Talent tomorrow, so we'll just be preparing for that.
That is super cool.
How exciting.
Yeah, so what is his talent? Is he like juggle bowling balls? Does he spin plates, throw knives? What does he do?
He's actually a singer, so maybe a little boring compared to those. Mm-hmm. But
does he have to do it virtually?
Really, really talented.
Does he have to do it virtually, or are they having like in person?
They're still doing virtual auditions only this year.
Well,
we're hoping next year, if he doesn't make it, that next year's in person. But the virtual ones are a lot of fun, too. We get to see a lot more auditions that way. So,
what song is he going to sing? And has he been running around the house practicing it nonstop, annoying you?
He's doing My Way by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. I've heard it 2,000 times this week, and our dog will hide in the other room when he starts. Dog is over it.
Michaela, what is your fiance's name?
Alex.
Alex. Well, best of luck. Let us know.
Yeah.
Give us a call and give us an update when you find out, if you can.
Will do. Thank you.
Hopefully the judges are kinder than your dogs are to him.
Kelly's from Cranston. What are you up to, Kelly?
It is the last weekend of dry January, so I'm hunkering down just to get through it, so next weekend I can go out and do more.
Well, good for you. It's a hard thing sometimes just to, you know, stick to something that you say you're going to do. It's easy to find ways out of it. And, you know, just showing you that you can do whatever you want to do is pretty cool.
At this point, you're just powering through, huh?
I am, because this is the first time that I've actually, you know, committed to it and stuck to it, so I figure one more weekend's not going to hurt, and then I can go out the following weekend and... you know, do whatever I want.
Oh, you're going to blow it out.
Yeah. I think I made it like three weeks last year, Kennedy.
Got this.
I made it to like the 21st or something like that. Well, good luck to you. You're going to do it. You're going to make it. We're here for you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, Kelly. And Angela from Beverly, what are you up to this weekend?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
I am taking my 17-year-old to go record his second album.
What?
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
How amazing. Where do you go?
This time his band's recording in somewhere in Danvers. I'm not sure the name of the place, but I just drive him to all his gigs and everything.
He's 17. He's in a band. What's the name of his band?
Dan actually laughed at this. It was Vomit Dolls.
Wow.
Vomit Dolls.
Okay. That certainly paints a picture.
Okay. So is this like...
it's a grindcore. So it's screaming
Lord.
In a microphone,
I'm so sorry
mosh pit.
So it's a lot of like...
I don't go to many of the shows.
I was going
to
say, do you have earplugs with you at all times?
Grindcore.
I usually drop them off and leave.
I've never heard of
so
that.
It's so loud. And it's fun, though.
Is he the singer?
He is the lead guitarist.
Of
he
the
sings
Vomit
sometimes,
dolls.
But right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we will check them out.
Where's Grindcore's next show? in case I want to go.
That's not their name.
That's the genre.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Vomit Dolls. Vomit Dolls.
They play a lot in Connecticut and stuff, but they actually have a show in Salem, Mass. On February 17th.
Oh, what night of the week is that, Kennedy? Because I am in. Let's go.
It's a Friday night.
Oh, Kennedy, you, me, some grindcore with Vomit Dolls?
I'm looking at my calendar. I'm just a little booked that day. But I wish you all the best.
I don't blame you, Kennedy, at all.
Great success to your son.
Yeah, it's incredible. He's released two albums at 17.
Yeah, that is super cool.
I've done nothing like that.
The Vomit Dolls.
All right, all right.
The Circle Pits.
What is his name, by the way?
Damien.
All right.
Damien. Good name for a grindcore band.
I was good.
Damien of the Vomit Dolls.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh, Kennedy. We learned something new this morning.
I love it.
Grindcore.
I love your lives. They're so much more exciting than mine.
Grindcore. I'm going to need a shirt. I'm going to need a Vomit Dolls merch thing.
If we could really stop saying that word, that'd be super great.
Grindcore?
No.
Vomit Dolls?
Yes.
Don't.
Just the first word.
I'm trying to think of a nicer word for it.
I don't think you can, Kennedy. Mm. What, does the word dolls offend you, Kennedy?
Yes, totally. It really does.
All right. How about you, Producer Dan? What are you up to this weekend?
So my father is actually in town from Florida. You know, they moved down there in August. They're trying to be snowbirds now in their golden years. They've earned it. They work very hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's up here. They're looking at a house in New Hampshire.
Nice.
In Laconia. So I'm going to drive up about 90 minutes north today.
Okay.
And try to see if they're going to move back here.
I just imagine him in the summer with a house in Laconia, maybe a Harley, just like living his best life.
Maybe not a Harley.
No, not a Harley.
It's mostly my mother wants to come home, be around her family, and drink on the beach in the summer.
I gotcha.
Perfect.
Super cool.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I got nothing going on. I'm hopefully going to play some hoops at the Y on Saturday. I'm not even playing at church. I got the weekend off. I might have to spend some time finding some of my favorite new grindcore bands.
You can look up the Vomit Dolls. They have a first album already.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.